Walls and ceilings.
Yeah, is Jim in?
No, he's out of the office. May I take a message?
Yeah, I can leave you with my name and number when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
My name is Patrick. I'm calling with Cardiff. That's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank. Then my direct dial is 858-252-1481.
That's in regards to?
Some past financing looks like you guys did with Wells Fargo in 2013.
Some what?
Past financing.
Oh, okay.
Does he have anybody else that helps out with financing down there, like an office manager, CFO, or is that kind of just all him?
I take care of all his refinancing needs.
Oh, really? Yeah, you might be able to help me out then. I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank out in San Diego. We actually had your guys' business pre-approved out there for $250K for any equipment financing or working capital you might be needing. So, you know, just trying to get in contact with Jim, see how everything's going out there.
And how does that entail? What does that, I mean?
What do you mean?
What are your requirements?
All this is a one-page app, actually. We do equipment financing, working capital. I'm not sure if you're familiar with working capital. It's a fairly newer program, but we do equipment financing as well. It's kind of our bread and butter, but
okay.
Any you'd be interested in? I mean, sound like might be
yeah,
familiar
with.
Yeah,
can you send me something? I can look at it.
Yeah, definitely. What's your email?
It's jwright, W-R-I-G-H-T, and just the letter J.
Okay.
At C W C C O N S T .com.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot you over something if you want to check your email. But yeah, I mean, what is it you guys would be looking more at? Do you guys have a need right now for any equipment or any plans for the summer, maybe for capital or anything like that?
Some capital.
Right. How much would you guys be looking to get?
Probably 152.
Okay, awesome. Do you guys have a line of credit or anything right now, like with your local bank, anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay. With that, you said 152, right, for the capital?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Would that be money to get to make improvements?
Yeah, definitely. Ours is unsecured cash, so, you know, you can use that as you see fit for your business. You know, a lot of people use it to refinance old loans, pay salary, or pay payroll, material, renovating. You know, really.
What type of collateral do y'all require?
What do you mean by collateral? Like down payment, anything like that?
Yeah, you're not going to lend me $150.
No, actually.
$150.
Yeah, no, we have no down payment, no collateral like that at all. We don't have annualized rates, too. They're more short-term loans. I know working capital averages, we go from 3-month to 36-month loans, so.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Right, yeah, we don't really require any down payment, and with our working capital, it's actually based off your guys' sales for the business. So, you know, it's not off credit or anything like that. What we do is we take 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales and free it up as unsecured cash. So, you know, you guys can use that as however you see fit for your business. It's basically cash, you know, for the account.
Okay.
You mentioned 150, though, right?
Yeah, say 150.
150K. All right. And then what would you guys be looking to use that for?
Some improvements on some land we have for our business.
Okay. And then, I mean, it sounds like you guys would be making a lot back for the return on that interest then for that, right?
Yeah, it's to help put up some more metal buildings. We own property with office warehouses. And we just recently purchased some more property, put up a building, but we need to put up another one behind it.
Okay. So you guys have some land you're just looking to put some more buildings up into?
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, we'd for sure be able to take care of you for that. We do, like I said earlier, we have equipment and working capital. So, you know, we have a lot of people that do end up taking both. You know, we could finance your equipment as well as the capital that you guys, you know, can use.
Pretty much our equipment's paid for.
All right, you know, that's always good, too. Do you have any idea, like, just a ballpark percentage-wise on what your return would be on that? Like, you know, 20-30%? Sounds like you guys got some new buildings, so it'd be pretty high.
Yeah, if we could lease them all out, yeah.
Definitely. Like I mentioned earlier, too, what we base off that capital is off how you guys do in sales. Do you have any idea what you guys did in sales last year?
Let me see. Hang on real quick. I can tell you. Just off the rent of the property is $360.
Is that that's what you said you guys did in sales last year?
Yeah.
All right. What are you guys on set for this year? Do you have any idea?
More.
probably more, yeah. Sounds mm-hmm. like business is going pretty well then.
Yeah.
Do you guys take credit cards out there too?
No.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and then how's your credit too? I mean, you guys good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, should be good.
Okay.
Might be a little under what we're normally doing because my boss recently had some health issues, but
okay.
I mean, it's nothing that, you know, might have dropped at a point. You know,
yeah,
but
yeah.
He was real high, so, I mean, just this past couple months, we've, you know, been like a tiny bit late on a couple things. Not everything, but...
Okay, yeah, no,
you know,
and that's fine, too.
I mean, if you look at the past, you know, I think he was in the eights or nines.
Yeah, that's really
so
high.
So he might be in the sevens, you know.
Yeah, that's
so
still pretty good.
So nothing like, he ain't no two or three, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, what I was going to say was, you know, we have programs that work with credit tiers A to D, too. So, you know, even if the credit isn't so perfect, we still have programs that would work for you. But,
yeah.
You know, it sounds like that credit's pretty good. Your sales were good, so we'd probably definitely be able to probably get you around that 150, excuse me. And then how long have you guys been around for, too? You know, how long has the business been out there for?
Since 96.
96?
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you guys, are you guys like an LLC or what kind of business are
LTD.
You guys?
LTD.
Okay, LTD.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And then how do you guys get in the industry too? Like what is it specifically you guys do? I know you guys do like seals and wallings and whatnot.
Well, Commercial Walls, he started that as a construction company and he actually this would be towards his other business, which he started in 96. Commercial Walls started in... Not 96. Commercial Walls started in 96.
Okay.
And J&B Properties started in 2001.
Okay, so then is this J&B Properties that we'd be taking out
yes.
the loan for?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because on my system I had you guys down for Commercial Walls and Ceilings, so
yeah.
it looks like it was the other one.
Yeah,
but,
he has J&B Properties, which that would be the one that would be into play.
Perfect. And then, yeah, Jim's the owner
the
of both
owner.
Of those two.
Yep.
Okay, and you said that was J&B, just so I can get that name correct and everything?
J, M as in Mary, B as in Boy, Properties.
Properties?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then is that one LLC or is that the
LTD
too?
Yep.
For sure, just so I can get that file down correct. And then the ownership too, is Jim the 100% owner out there?
Yep.
Perfect. And then if you don't mind me asking too, what was it, did you say you helped out with financing, you're the office manager, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect, and then what was your name too?
My name is Jackie.
Jackie, all right. Jackie, nice to meet you. My name's Patrick, and I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
So
email me the information. Let me check it out, and
I actually
do some. And if you know, if it all looks good, you know, I mean, kind of send me what you would require from me to send to you. You know,
yeah.
I don't know what your requirements are that you need from me.
Right, definitely. What I was just going to say was I've talked to Jim earlier. I know he just got out of surgery, too. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, and
right.
and you can't talk to him.
Oh, no, no.
He has no voice.
Right, yeah. That's the email I had down on file for him was that Jay Wright one. So I'll go ahead and shoot you over another email, though, with a little description, what we have, and then with the process that we have, it's just a one-page app. And then after that, to go ahead and see, you know, what terms and everything program you do qualify for, it's just 6 months of the business bank statements and then the most recent tax return so we can see, like, your sales and everything because that is what we base it off. So I can go ahead and shoot you over the one-page app, though. I know you said you're working for some capital. So with the capital and the application, Jim would just be the one that needed to fill that out because he's the 100% owner.
Mm-hmm.
I know you mentioned that he was having health problems or he just had surgery, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, would he still be able to fill out the application or not?
Yeah,
if not,
I'll fill it out and he'll sign it.
Okay, yeah,
I've
yeah.
I've worked for him for 27 years, so I know basically know everything. And
yeah.
I handle his personal, too, so.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I mean, I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you then. I'll give you the app as well, but, you know, if you can just go ahead and get that signature from Jim, fill that app out. It's a pretty straightforward app, though. It's just one page
yeah.
and pretty simple, straightforward application.
And
then,
it's like if we borrowed $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like cash, right? Cash
mm-hmm.
out.
Yep.
How long are the terms on that?
It's so you kind of pick what ones you want to qualify for, and then you work that out. You know, once we get you approved and the terms and everything that we get to you, you kind of the 150 is the amount you're looking for. 250 was the pre-approval, but it's kind of what program you do qualify for. Then you guys
mm-hmm.
can pick how much you'd like to use based on what program you've been. eligible for. So, you know, it's kind of up to you guys. You know, it is pretty flexible. And then I mentioned a little bit about the payback and all that too. But, you know, we don't necessarily have much of a percentage because we're not an annualized rate, you know, so where we don't have the interest. So it's going to be a straightforward where you're going to have your payback, the amount, you know, the total of daily. It's a real forward app, and we're pretty straightforward with you too. The other thing I was going to say with all that too, the application process, we do 24-hour approval upon getting the app. So after I get that app in, if you get that signature and everything, we can end up go ahead and put that in the system. All that gets you guys approved within 24 hours. Then after that, we do 48 for funding, but for me to be able to get you, you know, like what specifically the terms and rate and the money, I just need you to fill out that app and get that back to me. So, you know, the sooner you get that done, the sooner I'll be able to do that.
All right. Well, just send me the information and I'll look it over.
Perfect. Is there a good time I might be able to follow back with you too if I don't hear anything back, maybe by like next Monday
or
so?
Hang on a minute. I said, tell you what, call me tomorrow afternoon. Let me look at it and kind of go over everything. I'll tell you what, call me Monday, because what I'm going to do is print it out, look over it. I'm going to meet up with Jim this weekend. I'm going to go check on him, see how he's doing.
Okay.
And I'll go over it with him while I'm there.
Perfect, yeah.
Okay?
I mean, yeah, the sooner you guys get that done, then I'll go ahead and get everything taken care of over here. But I'll go ahead and try you back Monday then.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks for your help.
All right, bye.
Bye.